It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Monday morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. Joe Kelly is out for a little extended weekend. So good morning. Welcome to Monday, August 18th. It's National Mail Order Catalog Day today. National Ice Cream Pie Day. Sign me up. National Pinot Noir Day. I have to say that's probably my favorite red wine. A good Pinot Noir for sure. And I can only drink red wine in the winter, fun fact. And I know I'm not alone in that. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason for the big hoopla today, the reason why we're going to have a lit Monday, it's National Fajita Day today. Oh, yeah. Steak and shrimp fajitas for the win. Some of my favorites are at Tacos El Tio. Oh, yeah. And now you know my plans for the rest of the day. Later on today, it's Cat Country 107.3. Hey, it's Jonna Michael with things you need to know this morning. A tragic reminder at the beach from over the weekend. Belmar Chief Lifeguard is urging swimmers to stay out of the ocean after hours after a 13-year-old drowned Friday evening shortly after the lifeguards went off duty at 6 p.m. Heading down to Stone Harbor, they've opened a $1.1 million recreation complex that features upgraded bocce ball courts and an accessible playground. The new 97th Street Recreation Complex was funded through a Cape May County Open Space Grant. The playground was made possible by an $800,000 state green acres grant. New Jersey forecasters are keeping a close eye on Hurricane Erin as the storm continues to churn. In the Atlantic Ocean, the hurricane has reached a Category 5 status, but has since been downgraded to a Category 3. It's not expected to make landfall. It's threatening to stir up life-threatening surf and riptide currents along the Jersey coast, though. And your South Jersey weather for today, breezy, cloudy, high of 71. It's Cat Country, 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. That sound means it's time for my fangirl update for your Monday morning. Here we go. Brittany Aldean had a classic mom moment this week. I'd say she spent hours at urgent care with her 6-year-old daughter, Navy, who was fighting off a virus. The doc said, you know, it just had to run its course. So, you know, she did. She raised a wine glass, strapped in, said, here we go. But the good news is Navy is on the mend now. The fam's back to, you know, pool days and sunshine, as we would all hope to be after several hours at urgent care. That's no fun at all. No bueno, but happy Jason Aldean's daughter's doing better. Jordan Davis is in full-on dad mode these days. He's losing sleep. He's wondering if he's doing enough for his 4 little ones, including his newborn, Sadie. She was just born July 2nd. That same day, he actually dropped his 3rd album, Learn the Hard Way. So, yeah, it's diapers by day, music by night in the Davis house right now. That's for sure. We've got all that up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jonna's Fangirl Update. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Jonna Michael with you this morning. Are you ready for Halloween? Are you ready for all things fall? Pumpkin spice? Is it back yet? I'm not sure. I'm not quite ready, but I'm getting there. But like, I need my summer still, maybe with like a little sprinkling of fall. So don't rush me, but like, we're getting there. We are finally getting there. If you're ready for Halloween and all things fall, this couldn't come in a better time for you. Actually, producers are looking for 6 locally based actors for a role in a horror movie. It's going to be filmed in South Jersey next month, but more towards October. So late September, I would say, early October. They've issued a casting call, so they need to fill, I guess, roles for like 6 people for, I think it's only for a day. I don't think it's extended. I don't think it's like extended roles or anything like that, but you have to be okay with working day and night shoots. Okay. This could be your big break. The film is going to be titled Leeds Point. So get excited. I'm telling you, so many movies are being filmed here in Jersey now. We're like the new Hollywood of the East Coast. And I'd love to hear for it. If you actually audition for this and get in, make sure you let us know on the Cat Country 107.3 app and take all the pictures if you can, because it sounds like such a cool experience. We've got it up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Jonna Michael with you this morning. I am very happy to report that I got to cross something off of my summer bucket list this weekend. I went tubing yesterday. I love going kayaking and tubing, but I haven't gotten around to doing it yet this summer. It's been a busy summer, I would say for sure. But I finally plopped my butt in a tube and became a river rat for the day. And it was so much fun. I have to say, though, I am more beat up today than I've ever been on a tubing trip in my life. I don't know what happened, but like somehow we like popped open the nozzle and some of the air came out of the tube. It was a little bit chaotic in true, I guess, Jonna fashion. It's how I roll. Thank you, ADHD. But it's okay. We had such a great time. It was a blast. So shout out to Winding River Campground in Estelle Manor for hooking us up for the day. It was so much fun. And I think that's Estelle Manor, technically. Maze Landing? Estelle Manor? Something like that. But we had so much fun. And it was, I mean... Listen, that river sometimes is no joke with those currents. But for me, I was like hopping in and out of the tube and all the sticks and the trees underneath. Yeah, I got scraped. My left leg in particular, it's not doing great today for sure. And I was so nervous because I messed up my ankle earlier this year. So I was like, oh, okay. But like I wore water shoes and stuff. I was fine. I was all right. We made it happen. That's our question of the day for today. What is the one thing that you absolutely want to make sure that you cross off your summer bucket list before fall? 609-383-1073. Or you can message me on the Cat Country 107.3 app. What is one thing you absolutely need to make sure that you cross off your summer bucket list before we really get into fall? Let me know right now. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's Jonna Michael with you. Joe Kelly still is out on a mini vacay, but that's not stopping us from bringing you your joke of the morning, brought to you by Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out.
Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning.
Here we go.
We do this every weekday morning at this time. Chris has sent us the joke we're going to use today.
Chris, thank you so much.
Actually, it's a very cute joke. You ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
What does my grandma and a modern website have in common?
I don't know.
They both make me accept cookies on every visit.
Cookies. That means two things. Got it.
That's very good, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cat Country 107.3.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. So my mom is an absolute nut, but I have to say, I'm relating to her more and more, I feel like, as the years pass. So she texted me yesterday. She texted me a screenshot, right? And it's a picture of her electric bill. And it's pricey, okay? It's pricey. Now, I live in a one-bedroom, one-bath condo right now. When I got my bill for July, I was shook, okay? I cannot believe that I paid, I know for you it's probably not gonna, but I live in less than 1,000 square feet, okay? So, but the fact that I paid over $200+, like almost $300 for electric, and I feel like I'm never there, is absolutely wild, okay? Absolutely insane. And so, meaning, we're all in this together, right? The electric prices have been kind of bonkers over the last couple of months. I feel like you've been living under a rock, or you must have solar if you're not dealing with this problem. So my mom sends me this screenshot, right? And the running joke is that we can't go to her house in the summer because it's always so stinking hot. Like, she keeps it so, I don't know about you, but like my place is constantly between 70 and 72. Like, I don't keep it anything over 75 in the summer. I just can't deal. That's just me. So she sends me this text message, it's a screenshot, and it shows how much her bill is. And she said, see, this is why in my house, we don't keep it less than 78 in the summer. Absolutely not. No, I will not be going over there for the rest of the summer because, ew, I'm not sitting in a house that's 80 degrees. That is so hot. However, I will say, in terms of these electric bills, it sounds like we are going to be getting some relief, but here's the thing. We're going to have to wait, I think, until the fall or September at the very least to see them. But apparently, a break in these hefty prices are coming. We've got more on that up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, no. What time is it?
Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And we're going to
Manitoba, Canada.
Okay, Canada.
A woman called 911 to report a long line at the new Burger King drive-thru.
Yeah. Excuse me, officer. I want my food.
Prompting Mounties to issue a public reminder that being hangry is not a police emergency. They said, we realize you aren't you when you're hangry, but this is not a valid reason to dial 911. By the way, another non-valid call recently to 911 in Manitoba. A caller asking if he could get a Zamboni ice resurfacer sent over to his ice rink.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why would you call 911 for that? Dumb.
Cat Country, 107.3.
Hey, it's Jonna Michael with three things you need to know this morning. Stone Harbor has opened a $1.1 million recreation complex that features an upgraded bocce ball court and an accessible playground. The new 97th Street Recreation Complex was funded through a Cape May County Open Space Grant. The borough is also looking forward to opening a new playground that's beginning its design phase. The playground was made possible by an $800,000 Green Acres grant. New Jersey forecasters are keeping a close eye on Hurricane Erin as the storm continues to churn in the Atlantic Ocean. The hurricane reached a Category 5 status, but has since been downgraded to a Category 3. It's not expected to make landfall. It's threatening to stir up life-threatening surf and riptide currents along the Jersey coast, though, so be careful. Three 19-year-olds have been charged with murder in the shooting death of a man in Millville. Authorities say 20-year-old Thomas Smith III was shot in the head Friday near High and Oak Streets. The suspects, Jacquees Forrest, Alonzo Mincy, and Jeremiah Michael, are now in custody. Your South Jersey weather for today, breezy and cloudy with a high of 71. Mornings with Joe and Jana. That's Nate Smith. Fix what you didn't break. It's time now for birthday shout outs on the Cat. First, we got to go to Franklinville because Emmy Dayton has a birthday today. Emmy Dayton, happy birthday. Tammy Weaver of Morristown has a birthday today. She's 48. Happy birthday, Tammy. Denise Crispin of Manahawkin is 68 today. Happy birthday, Denise. Teresa Fernazen of Vineland, Fernison is 39. Happy birthday, Teresa. Dorothy Mathis of Tuckerton is 61 today. Oh, we just got another message. Does it have to do with birthday? Yes. Cassidy Sutcliffe of Millville is 25 years old today. Oh, just in time. Happy birthday, Cassidy. That's it. Kind of a short list today. If we missed you, happy birthday to you as well. The winner of our big birthday shout out, you'll hear your name mentioned right here on the morning show all morning long this morning, is Denise Crispin of Manahawkin. Denise is 68 today. Happy birthday, Denise. Hope you have a wonderful day today. Coming up on our question of the day in just a couple minutes, we're going to talk about what you absolutely need to make sure that you cross off your summer bucket list before fall. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Joe Kelly's on vacay. It's Jana Michael with you this morning. We do have a question of the day for you. We got to get to it right now. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call. If you want to join the conversation, you can message us on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Click the message us button or answer us on Facebook. What is the thing that you're hoping to be able to cross off your summer bucket list before fall? You're going to do everything in your power to make it happen. You either do it every summer or you just really want to do it this summer. What is it? 609-383-1073. I finally went tubing this summer. That was on my bucket list. Rachel says on Facebook, actually, she commented. She said she still needs to get to an amusement park. She and John, I guess that's her lovey. They still need to get to an amusement park. What's your answer? 609-383-1073, or you can message us on the app. Click the message us button. What is the one thing that you absolutely must cross off your summer bucket list before the start of fall? Let us know. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Our question of the day for today. What is the one thing that you need to cross off your summer bucket list before the start of fall? 609-383-1073. Or you can message us on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's what Tara did from Mullica Township. She said, I need to get Core Brothers ice cream on the Ocean City Boardwalk. You know what? I thought that I wasn't going to be able to fulfill my Shoretown bucket list. I won't say boardwalk bucket list. My favorite place to get ice cream is in Wildwood, right on Rio Grande. It's called Seashell Ice Cream. They have the best hard ice cream. I'm obsessed. I used to get it all the time. And I finally got it after one of the broadcasts we did. I got it after I went to Honky Tonk. I had a snack at Honky Tonk and then went to get ice cream after. And it was so satisfying. So Tara, whatever you do, girl, make sure you get yourself to the Ocean City Boardwalk. Get yourself some Core Brothers because you deserve it. You can join the conversation 609-383-1073 or message us on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Happy Monday. You know what that sound means. Morning Trivia is on the air, 609-383-1073. That's the number to call if you want to score a family four-pack of tickets this morning. Two Hot Wheels Monster Trucks live, glow, and fire. It's all going down at Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly the Wells Fargo Center in Philly. August 23rd, that's this weekend, 7:30. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, Glow and Fire, brings fans' favorite Hot Wheel Monster Trucks to life, including Mega Rex, Tiger Shark, HW5 Alarm, Bone Shaker, Bigfoot, Gunkster, and introducing the brand new Skelosaurus, the fossil fury villain of Hot Wheels Monster Trucks. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call if you know the answer to this question. Over 110,000 Americans will receive one of these today. What is it? Over 110,000 Americans will receive one of these today. What is it? 609-383-1073. Answer that question correctly, and you're going to the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks this Saturday in Philly. 3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Morning Trivia is on the air right now. At stake, I've got 4 tickets for you. A family 4-pack to see Hot Wheels Monster Trucks live, glow, and fire. It's going down this Saturday at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. That's a brand new name, formerly known as the Wells Fargo Center. This Saturday, August 23rd at 7:30. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call if you know the answer to this question. Over 110,000 Americans will receive one of these today alone. What is it? Over 110,000 Americans will receive one of these today alone. What is it? Go to the phones. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a speeding ticket?
That's absolutely right. You're our winner.
Oh, let's go.
What's your name?
Steve from Summers Point.
Nice, Steve. You've got a family 4-pack of tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks live, glow, and fire this Saturday night at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. I'm not used to saying that. The Wells Fargo Center. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Yes. So 110,000 Americans, that seems like a lot, but I guess in the grand scheme, it's not. 110,000 Americans will receive a speeding ticket today. Make sure it's not you, because the average one, if they actually issue you a ticket, it's over $150. Okay. Yeah. No, thank you. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Congratulations to Steve again from Summers Point, who's going to see the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire show, for answering correctly for morning trivia this morning. Getting back to our question of the day one more time, we have to shout out Tammy, who messaged us on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The question was, what is the one thing that you need to make sure you cross off your summer bucket list before the start of fall? And Tammy says she absolutely needs to get one game of mini golf in before everything shuts down for the season. So I haven't been mini golfing in a long time. That's one of my favorite things to do in the summer. I almost like forgot it was a thing. So thanks for that, Tammy. I think I need to squeeze that in too. Scat Country 107.3. Hey, it's Jonna Michael with Morning. A tragic reminder at the beach from over the weekend. Belmar's chief lifeguard is urging swimmers to stay out of the ocean after hours, after a 13-year-old girl drowned Friday evening shortly after lifeguards went off duty at 6 p.m. Stone Harbor has opened a $1.1 million recreation complex that features upgraded bocce ball courts and an accessible playground. The 97th Recreation Complex was funded through a Cape May County Open Space Grant. The borough is also looking forward to opening a new playground that's beginning its design phase. This playground was made possible by an $800,000 State Green Acres grant. And New Jersey forecasters are keeping a close eye on Hurricane Erin as the storm continues to rumble in the Atlantic Ocean. The hurricane reached a Category 5 status, but has since been downgraded to a Category 3. It's not expected to make landfall, but it is threatening to stir up life-threatening surf and riptide currents along the Jersey coast. And your South Jersey weather for today, breezy, cloudy, with a high of 71. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. That sound means it's time to do my favorite tweets from over the weekend. There are five of them. Okay, here we go. Number one. When I say if I recall or if I remember correctly, I'm being polite about being right. I remember and I am correct. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. If there was ever a tweet that summarized me, yeah, that's it. Number two. To the person who says you never reply to messages, I'm just one person, okay? I'm understaffed. Actually, that one might be for me. Number three, your password is weak, the computer says. Well, so is my memory, computer, so please let me keep it. Thanks. Yeah. Microsoft Teams. Number four, on my way to HR again for nicknaming my coworker MasterCard because they take credit for other people's work. That's great. And number five, yes, I'm a hater, but I hate with ethics, nuance, and critical analysis, unlike you plebeians. And let that be your lesson for your Monday. It's Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. So M&M's, they just dropped a new cookies and cream flavor. It's giving like major bottom of the cone vibes. You know what I mean? Like when they put the chocolate at the very bottom of the ice cream cone and it's like the little special surprise inside. Ugh. Who doesn't love a good drumstick? I feel like that was like always the key. Mwah, just chef's kiss at the end of a drumstick. Apparently, these new M&Ms, they're smooth, they're creamy, they're totally crunch-free. That sounds like perfect for like Halloween snacking, or I'm going to be honest with you, I have a whole case in my car, a whole bin of road snacks. So like stress eating in traffic, you know what I mean? You can snag them while you can at the store. I don't know why it took them so long to come out with a flavor like this, honestly, but it sounds great. You can let me know on the app if you're going to be trying that out. Moving on to some TBT this morning, Beth and Rip, the spinoff, the Yellowstone spinoff. Yep, Yellowstone fans, this one's for you. Quick update, the Beth and Rip spinoff. It could be titled Dutton Ranch. We don't know yet. It looks like it's been pushed back to 2026. So I guess they're filming around Dallas right now. Stay tuned for that. But yeah, we're going to be waiting a little bit longer. And finally, Netflix has been serving with these shows for the ladies lately. People first fell in love with Sirens a few months ago. Now it's all about the show The Hunting Wives. Have you watched it? It's so popular now, they're actually making a new reality show. So the casting just dropped for it. It's the Real Hunting Wives of the South. Like drama, glam, southern charm. It's like Real Housewives, but just throw it to Texas. You know what I'm saying? But you can apply if you want to, if you have southern flair, I guess. Get the applications in now.